Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. Join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight. Yes, indeedy-doo. Welcome to the show. I'm Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is Mudtoe at Midnight. Speaking to you live from Mudtoe Studios in a large city in the Midwest. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm going to be here this week. Next week, I'm traveling home to see the folks, participate in Thanksgiving rituals. So I will be doing the show from their house, which means probably it will be a dreaded cell phone program. That's okay. They go all right. It's a little bit weird doing it with a cell phone. I wish that there has to be some sort of setup where there's hands-free things that you use, but then it's like I can use speakerphone, but I think that would probably be a disaster with feeding through this radio transmitter thingamabob. So, I'm thinking there has to be some sort of earbud headset sort of contrivance. I am eagerly awaiting for 2014 when not only will I be eligible to pay for government health care, but also all cell phone peripherals in the United States are supposed to be compatible with all cell phones. In other words, you will no longer have to purchase a Verizon set of earbuds. You can just purchase a set of earbuds, and they'll work with any cell phone that's manufactured in the States. They already have that over in Europe. They were sort of the guinea pigs for us, I guess. And now our industry here has committed, since the Europeans have proven it can be done, they have committed to do the same thing here. So looking forward to that. Until that time, I'm just going to have to sort of blunder around the dark, so you can find I just would be holding that cell phone up to my face for the whole 30 minutes is kind of a bummer. So maybe I can some sort of electronical aid will help me out with that. And then I can be happier and I can do a much better show for you. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, I have the chat room open. It's probably of no concern to anyone at all because I have no idea how to use it. I believe this is totally a guess on my part. I think if you're accessing the show from the Blog Talk Radio website, and you're looking at that page for my show that has my smiling face on there, I think there's something on there that lets you tap into the... I mean, you can leave a comment for me, but I think there's also some... And I don't think I've actually looked at those for several months. But anyway, you can click. I believe there is a link that gets you to the live chat room that goes on during the show. I know I've had the chat room open before. I have had people blunder into the chat room. I don't know how they got there. Couldn't tell you how people managed to make their way into the chat room. So sorry about that, but I do have it open because I wanted to experiment with it a little bit. I put a link because there's a website that I would like to share. First of all, I should correct my little opening there. I don't have a Twitter account anymore, so you can't get a hold of me that way. You can still get me on Gmail. And that's Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch. And Mudtoe Sasquatch, there's also a Facebook page. I believe those are probably the two best ways to get a hold of me. But I was thinking about a way that I could share things interactively on the during the show without having to mess with the telephone, which I haven't always had the best of luck with. So what I did was there's this website from a webpage from XKCD. If you're not familiar with that, it's a gentleman who makes a web comic, and he is believed to be the only person on Earth who makes a living from his web comic. Now, he doesn't collect anything from what's on the website. He sells T-shirts and whatnot, but a lot of the things he does are rather dense. But a lot of it is very clever. I enjoy it very much, and I have an example of his work. And what I did was I cut and pasted the web address into the chat room. Now, it doesn't look like it has turned it into a hard link, but you could certainly cut and paste it into your browser window and find it. Let me see if I can do that, actually. If I can get this out. I am now cutting. And I got to open up a new tab because I'm using Google Chrome. I like Google Chrome. And they didn't pay me to say that. And, okay, it looks like so my computer is so slow. There it is. So it worked. So if you want to see this wonderful comic strip, because I'm not going to describe it to you, but it is quite a thing to look at, you can go to my chat room if you can find it. And I'll say, okay, if I'm going to use this chat room, it's not fair for me to say I won't be able to use it next week because I'm going to be out of town. 2 weeks hence, I will have figured out how to use this chat room, how to tell you how to get to it. And we'll run some sort of test during one of the other shows. I should tell you, one of the other shows here on Blog Talk Radio, on Mondays at 6 p.m., we have Iggy and Rosa doing intuitive readings. And then we have Jenny Seek at 7 on Tuesday. Jenny is an absolute sweetheart, and she does not come to see me nearly often enough. And on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. is Heather Tapia and her Entrepreneurial Excellence show. And that just leaves me, Mudto Sasquatch, on Mudto at midnight. Fridays at midnight Eastern Time in the United States, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So we've got that taken care of. Now, I was saying on one of the other shows, probably would have to be Iggy's, because I think from speaking to Jenny and Heather that they are even more hopeless with this technology than I am. I mentioned before that I use my netbook. It's just a tiny little netbook. I do the show from that. And you know, netbooks are not, they're not designed for speed. They're just designed for basic functionality. It's just something I can get on the internet from some coffee house somewhere where I'm sitting. So, but now I'm sitting here. I got my headphones and microphone plugged into it. I got an external keyboard because I can't type on the little tiny netbook keyboard, and I got an external mouse because I can't deal with that netbook mouse. And I got it plugged into a larger CRT so I can see what's going on. So this poor netbook is just kind of is tapped out, man. And I'm running all these. I've got six different web pages open right now. And anytime one of them tries to do something, I have Facebook open. And of course, they got those animated ads all the time. Anytime it tries to download something new, just everything else just stops. So I just noticed it while I was opening up or seeing that if that XKCD page would open up. I was afraid that everything was going to come to a screeching halt, which would be bad because I'm talking to you on Skype, which is also running on the computer right now. And that's my usual scenario before the show starts, is I get everything set up just the way I want, and I get all the web pages open that I think I might want to look at and all that. And I get my Skype started up and get ready to dial into to the host so I can talk to you through Blog Talk. And everything quits. I just have to start over again. I think what I have to remember is to start Skype first. I seem to have better luck when I start Skype first. But anyway, generally I do manage to get on here on time. I'll take a sip of my milk here 1 second. Thank you. It is really milk, by the way. It's whole milk, by the way. I don't mess with that 2% skim stuff. And skim is like milk water. It's just why even bother? Just pour water on your cereal. That's pretty much the same thing going. When I go to my parents' house, I have to use skim because that's what they use. Because my father's got a bad heart, so we're gonna watch his various intakes of bad things that can make your heart stop. And we don't want that to happen. So anyway, what shall we speak of this evening? So that's, we've reached that time in the show, haven't we? Usually about the first 10 minutes, I can just chatter about nothing particular, but then we reach a point where I have to just decide what it is I'm going to talk about. We'll talk about the blog a little bit, mudtoesasquatch.com, a WordPress-style blog for your consideration. I make new posts on Tuesdays and Fridays. This past Tuesday, I posted about towels. The story there is I had been looking through my linen closet for something, and I was just, seeing the guy was just constantly moving towels out of my way, and I thought, why do I have so many towels? I'm a guy living by myself. So I pulled out all my towels, the ones that were in the laundry hamper and the ones that were in the linen closet, and made a little count, and I had 16 towels. And, you know, I couldn't tell you where any of those towels came from or why I even have them. They aren't even mostly in kind of sets. They're just really random. And in the piece, I sort of reminisce about a very nice set of towels I had once. There's one set of towels I don't have anymore. I do remember where I got them because I liked them and that they made a big impression on me. But alas, they're no longer with me. And I have these sort of anonymous towels. So my final conclusion was that I'm going to keep 6 of my towels because that's about all I need. And the rest of them are going to go to Goodwill, along with about 30 of my extra shirts that I never wear. So certainly you don't have to read my blog now since I just told you all about it, but you could, if you wanted to read it over and give me a critique of my expression and my style, that's the main reason I do it. I want people to, first of all, have a chance to look at what I'm writing, and second, to tell me what they think of it, good and bad. And you can post comments on the blog. It is a moderated blog. Your comments won't appear until I look at them. And what I ask you to do is just give me some indication that you are a real person and just not some sort of spam thing. And the way you do that is by saying something in your comment that actually relates to what was in the blog, you know, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. And I'm not going to moderate anybody for saying they didn't like something. If you didn't like something, that's fine. I'll post a comment. I mean, unless you say something, you know, outrageous or racist or something. So that's, and I do welcome your comments. Just please let me know that you are an actual person, and then I'll make sure your comment goes through. So Friday's blog, which is just today, earlier today, I wrote about dinosaurs and human worshippers. If you've ever played, there's an old video game called Primal Rage, I think that's what it's called, and it was in the style of Mortal Kombat with two characters facing each other and fighting, you know, two-dimensionally. And Primal Rage was the things that were fighting were sort of prehistoric monsters. And each of the monsters had human worshippers. There's just these little sort of tiny stick figures that stood at their feet and sort of cheered them on as they fought. And the more, you know, the more powerful of a beast you were, the more human worshippers you had. And I felt that sort of mapped onto what's been going on in our election process. And we just have these huge gangs of human worshippers just cheering on their beast and arguing back and forth with each other virulently for more than a week now since the election was over. And, of course, the irony, I think this is an irony, is that, you know, those beasts aren't fighting for us. They really aren't fighting over us. We're just the measurement of how powerful they are. They're fighting for more power. And we're quite fortunate in this world to just be able to avoid being stomped on. So, you know, clever metaphor, is it? Maybe, maybe not. Take a look at it. Let me know. If I could have written it better, again, that's what they're there for. I want people to look at them and tell me what they think. Next week, I think you're going to see an excerpt from the novel I'm writing, The Tale of White Horse. That's Tale, T-A-L-E, as in the story of White Horse, not T-A-I-L, as in the hair that sticks off the back of White Horse. Take a look at that. I've been sharing some of that on my Facebook pages and getting some good feedback. Been some nice progress on that here this past week. I got the entire book, the outline finalized, a nice, neat 18 chapter outline, which I've already managed to change twice in the past week before I wrote it, or after I wrote it. But the early part of the story is really taking shape, and it is actually written. It's not just in my head. I've actually typed it. It is in the computer and could be showable to other people. And the story is just becoming, maybe I shouldn't say this, I was going to say that the story is just becoming massive. I don't want to discourage people from reading it. The beginning when I first was talking about it with Susie, who is Iggy's wife, you may have heard on the radio before if you listened to his show. Anyway, she originally gave me the idea for a show. It was something that she had experienced in a past life regression. And she asked me to write about it to sort of expand that experience for her, and add what my thoughts about it might be. And it's just grown and it's grown and it's grown. And it's gone in directions that were not really related to what we originally discussed. And so I posted, it's the reason I posted some excerpts of what I was thinking of. And then I spoke to her and I said, it's really not what we hadn't talked about. And she said, that's okay. She just told me to keep writing it. So I thank her for that. I thank her for that gift. And I'm going to keep moving. And this will be, there's every reason to expect, unless I run into some sort of block, which that's not going to happen. Of course that won't happen. I have every reason. Why did I even make that qualifier? I have every reason to expect that by New Year's Eve, I will have a draft of the entire book ready to have some of my friends read it over and tell me what I did wrong. And I'm looking at the electronic publication ebook of that, at least, to start off with. And I may have one or more of my short stories out by then, too. So please look for those, certainly on the radio show and on the Facebook. I'm going to tell you where to be able to look for those once they are available. And I would appreciate your support because I don't have a day job right now, and it would really help. It's one of the things that sort of put this whole writing thing on the front burner. So, what else? I've got a page from ESPN.com here about a young gentleman named Royce White. You may have heard of him. Successful college basketball player at Iowa State. Drafted this past year by the Houston Rockets of the NBA, and he's been having some struggles because he has, I've already used the word struggles, I have to think of another word. Oh well, he struggles with, that's a writing thing. He's not supposed to use the same word twice in the same sentence. You have to use variety in your language. He struggles with anxiety disorder. He has trouble getting on airplanes. I think that's the main thing. That he has trouble keeping to a schedule, which is kind of a problem for a professional athlete. But the Rockets knew this up front, and they drafted him anyway, and they've been working with him. And looks like it's not going to work out. The kid has missed a number of practices. And I said, this is just, you don't know the truth of this. I just read what's reported. But that he's missed practices. He was assigned to play in the developmental league and he didn't show up there. And he's been very vocal on Twitter because he hopes that he will be able one day to be an advocate for people with mental illness. But at this point, it's starting to look like he's probably not going to have an NBA career at all. And I'm reminded again, and I gotta say, I'm not, obviously I'm not anywhere near this situation. Don't know the man, never met him. Don't know what's going on down there. And I know I've struggled. I have I've been diagnosed with a mood disorder myself. I've been on meds for the last 5 years to deal with that. And I know I don't tell anybody about it because I know how people, many people anyway, will change their views of you when they know you take lithium. So anyway, Royce, Mr. White, looks like he's coming down to his last few days at Houston. And I'm reminded of a situation, well, maybe I shouldn't couch it in that way. I've been in the education business for quite a while. And often we have occasion where we need to offer a student, either, you know, like whether it's college level or high school or even younger than that, to offer a student what's called an accommodation. And that can apply to physical challenges as well. But in this particular, it's thinking of people with emotional disorders, anxiety disorders, that sort of thing. That's because of the distraction, a student may need, say, extra time to complete an assignment, extra time to complete a test, or be able to take the room and apply the test in a quiet place. You know, things that you couldn't do for all students, but you do for a particular student because they need it. And or you might even go to something like an alternative assessment. If the student can't sit for a test, maybe there's some other way that they can demonstrate to the professor that or the teacher that they have mastered the material. And as with any system, I mean, I had personal knowledge of one or two cases, I'll say two cases, where the student decided that accommodation meant they would get anything they wanted. In other words, they would dictate, since it had been said, there's an advocacy process, and these things are negotiated. But the student had decided that since he had been given accommodation, that meant that if he didn't want to do an assignment, he didn't have to do it. Or that he had forever to complete an assignment, and you know, things are in sequence, and you can't really continue until an assignment is done. So he would want something just set aside. And when the college objected to that, he brought in all of his big guns to help him out. And I wonder if that's something that has gone on with Mr. Royce here, that he was a very important part of that basketball team in Iowa State, and perhaps there was some laying down that happened there when he came in with his I get an accommodation. What are you going to say? And they didn't want to say anything. Nobody wanted to make trouble. I mean, this is all speculation on my part. I'm just talking. This is just mud-toe talking. I don't know that any of this is true. I'm saying this is something that could be true. And that when dealing with these sort of things, we want to deal with people. We want everyone to have access to an education. We don't want, and there's some people who wouldn't bother. You know, I've known teachers and professors who just didn't want to bother. They said, it's too much to takes away from the other students and so forth. I don't happen to believe in that, but also being aware that the system is vulnerable to abuse. So being aware of both ends of it, that's something that doesn't happen all that much, I think. And again, going back to the election, that's the same example. You know, it's black and white, one way or the other. You're an advocate, or you're an oppressor of people with anxiety disorder. You know, I can be supportive of someone with anxiety disorder and at the same time recognize that expectations that have been agreed upon need to be followed. So that's anyway, that's sort of hearing about that. You know, a lot of opinions have been advanced as to what should be done. We could do something, but what should happen with this young man. Let's see if I got the right one up here. No, I don't. Well, anyway, I won't even mention it because I don't have it. I don't want to. My whole point was to tell you someone's name, and if I don't have anyone's name, there really isn't any point in my telling you about it, is there? What else has been on my mind? Oh, the Twinkies. Yeah, I should talk about the Twinkies, shouldn't I? Poor hostess, going out of business, no more Twinkies, no more cupcakes, no more King Don's, no more, there was the Z thing, I can't remember. I thought that was Dolly Madison. But someone has that listed, someone in a post I saw earlier today had that listed in their hostess. Zippers, Ziggers, Zimners. I swear I used to see them in Peanuts cartoons, and Peanuts was Dolly Madison. Anyway, it's incomprehensible to me that you have a brand with that kind of, brands that are that closely associated with the name of the company that makes them. Hostess Cupcakes, Hostess Twinkies, Hostess King Nuns. And yet these clowns cannot manage to make money making them. And a lot of it is, well, I have some, I pulled this up here. And this is information, full disclosure here. This is information from Being Liberal's Facebook page. So there is a possibility of a slant here. But it seems that most of these things, until you get towards the end, most of these things would be fact-checkable. Now they do get a little bit get a little bit wild here at the end, but before we get there, I'll let you know. It tells us going back to 2003 that Hostess started closing plants and bankruptcy, and the union gave them back $110 million, and the money was not reinvested in the business. That's in 2009 they came out of bankruptcy and they were controlled by paper pushers. This is where they start to make reference to Mitt Romney and the things he did at Bain Capital. So this is evidently something that was posted before the election, because I can't think of why you would even need to think, oh, maybe they're just trying to make a point. I don't know. But now we're getting into unions all the way kind of stuff. It summarizes company has closed 21 plants, killed thousands of jobs, and remains non-viable. It's had 6 CEOs since 2002, and none of them has managed to turn the company around. And I put a post on my personal Facebook page, the one that's under my real name, and said that this was a failure of capitalism, that these people who couldn't succeed with this powerful brand name already just handed to them was... should probably turn in their MBAs, I believe, as I said, turn in their MBAs and go home. And some of my friends took me to task for attacking capitalism, and I don't think I attacked capitalism. What I probably should have said was capitalists, not capitalism. I don't have a specific problem with capitalism. I have a problem with the way it's applied or misapplied in this case. That you have a group of managers who made bad decisions and lost money, and then tried to get that money back from their employees, and were successful the first time. The second time, they said, no way, we've already done this once, and the result is the company is shut down, and that many of my conservative friends have blamed the union. And I'm not a big fan of unions. They do a lot of the same sort of thing. I mean, they're capitalists, too. They're power centers as well. So there's no reason to assume that one of those big creatures in the book I was talking about and with the video game, that they're struggling there, and that with the other creatures, and I don't think there's any specific connection. There's a lot of lip service given to the tiny people down by their feet. But really, the struggle is over power and who is in control. And again, there are many probably tales of where union influence has been the destructive factor. We're below a minute left to go. Boy, today's show really did move. I have to get some laundry together and have it ready so that I'm ready to go out first thing in the morning and get that done. I want to thank you for listening. If you have suggestions for what I should do on the show, please leave them on my Facebook page or on the or send me a message on Gmail. And I'm always happy to hear from you. Again, once more, thanks for listening, and please join me next week. Bye now.